Welcome to episode 15 of the Rebuilding Lives podcast, brought to you by the Self-Development Factory. The Rebuilding Lives podcast dives deep into the inspiring journeys of individuals who have overcome immense challenges, including life in prison, addiction, and despair, to build meaningful and fulfilling lives. Each episode highlights courageous stories of personal growth, redemption, and resilience, offering firsthand insights into the struggles and triumphs of those who refuse to give up. Through candid conversations and expert advice, this podcast sheds light on the tools, habits, and mindsets that help these individuals rebuild their lives, and how you can too. Whether you're seeking motivation, understanding, or guidance, the Rebuilding Lives podcast is a testament to the power of hope and the human capacity for change. Today's topic is one of hope, redemption, and purpose. It's about the power of overcoming addiction and finding not just a second chance, but the ability to give back and create a ripple effect of positive change. For those who have battled substance abuse or faced the challenges of imprisonment, the road to recovery might seem impossible at first. But here's the truth that doesn't get told enough. Recovery is possible. Fulfillment is attainable. Every setback can become a comeback. This episode is not just a how-to guide for regaining control of your life, but an exploration into transforming personal growth into community impact. It's for anyone who has faced challenges, wrestled with defeat, and hoped for a better path forward. The journey to overcome. Substance abuse and addiction can feel like a never-ending cycle, trapping you in patterns that seem impossible to break. Days blur into nights, and the hope of change feels distant, if not entirely out of reach. For many of us, it takes dramatic moments to break free from the grip of that cycle. These are moments of clarity, raw, powerful realizations where we see the true cost of addiction. We come face to face with the depth of what we've lost: relationships, trust, health, and even a sense of self. But in these moments, we also glimpse the magnitude of what we stand to gain: freedom, peace, and the chance to rebuild a life filled with purpose. It's not an easy road by any means. The path begins with one of the hardest steps: acknowledging the problem. Admitting that you need help can feel overwhelming, even terrifying. It's a confrontation with the darkest corners of your life, the places we often avoid at all costs. But through this acknowledgement comes the possibility of change. Seeking help isn't a sign of weakness. It's a testament to your strength and your courage to fight for something better. The journey often involves navigating the hardships of withdrawal, stepping into rehab, and diving into therapy. These aren't just words or abstract concepts. They're battles. The physical and emotional toll of detox, the vulnerability of opening up in therapy, and the challenges of learning to cope without substances are all daunting. But they're battles you can win. Every step forward, no matter how small, is progress. Every setback is a lesson, not a failure. Support is not just helpful. It is essential. It's the foundation of recovery, the glue that holds everything together. Whether it's joining a group of people who understand your struggles, finding a counselor who helps you uncover the why behind your choices, or building a circle of accountability with friends and family, these connections are vital. They remind you that you're not alone in this fight. Recovery is not something you have to face on your own. It's a collective effort, one that grows stronger with every hand extended to help, every word of encouragement, and every shared story of victory over addiction. The process is hard, messy, and at times, exhausting. But it's also transformative. Each day is an opportunity to rediscover your strength, rebuild your life, and reclaim your future. Sobriety isn't just about letting go of addiction. It's about embracing a life filled with hope, purpose, and possibility. And while the journey to overcome may not be easy, it's one of the most worthwhile fights you'll ever face. Turning recovery into purpose. But recovery isn't just about sobriety. It's about rediscovering yourself and unlocking a deeper sense of purpose. It's about finding a reason to get up every morning, a reason that fuels every single day with meaning and intention. That purpose often comes from giving back to others, from sharing your story, and from helping others find their way through the darkness. Here's the beautiful thing about recovery. The battles you've fought, the lessons you've learned, and the strength you've built can become a lifeline for someone else who is struggling. The resilience you've gained through your journey can inspire others to keep going. The struggles you endured can transform into someone else's hope, showing them that healing is possible, even when it seems out of reach. Recovery is not just personal. It has the power to create ripples of positivity and change in the lives of others. Giving back to the community. There are countless ways to use your story, your time, and your experiences to make a lasting difference in the lives of others. By giving back, you not only help others, but also find a deeper sense of purpose and connection in your own journey. Be a mentor. Imagine the impact of sitting across from someone who feels stuck, lost, and hopeless, and saying, "I've been there, and I know there's a way forward." Mentoring others who are battling addiction, facing mental health challenges, or re-entering society after imprisonment is one of the most powerful ways to give back. Your guidance, encouragement, and shared experiences could be the turning point in someone else's life. Whether it's helping someone navigate their early days of sobriety or guiding them through the complex process of finding stability after incarceration, being a mentor means offering hope and support in ways that truly matter. Volunteer. Local shelters, rehab centers, or nonprofits focused on addiction and reentry need hands and hearts willing to work. When you volunteer, whether by serving meals, organizing events, or helping with job training workshops, you contribute to making the climb easier for others who are just starting their own path to recovery. Even small acts, like spending time with those feeling isolated or helping someone prepare for a job interview, can have an immense impact. Volunteering not only helps others, but also reminds you of the strength and resilience within your own journey. Raise awareness. There's incredible power in storytelling. By sharing your personal experiences, you can shed light on addiction, recovery, and mental health in ways that facts and statistics simply can't. Speak at schools, workshops, or community events to inspire others and reduce the stigma surrounding these topics. Your story can open up conversations, build empathy, and encourage others to seek help or support. Start small by sharing on social media or connecting with local organizations, and you may find that your voice can create ripples of change. Advocate for change. Join forces with organizations working to bring about meaningful reforms. Advocacy is about using your voice to push for policies that make addiction treatment more accessible, support mental health initiatives, and fund rehabilitation and reentry programs. Whether you're signing petitions, meeting with local leaders, or joining advocacy campaigns, your efforts can help shape a better future for those in need. By standing up for others, you give a voice to those who feel unheard and help create a society with more understanding and compassion. Create a platform. What if your story could connect a network of people and resources? Building a blog, hosting events, or even starting a community organization can amplify your impact far beyond what you may imagine. By creating a platform, you give others a place to share their stories, find resources, and build connections. You could host workshops, organize support groups, or launch fundraising campaigns to support individuals in recovery or re-entering society. A platform provides a way to sustain your mission, reach more people, and help those in need feel less alone. Giving back to the community is a powerful way to turn your challenges into a source of strength and hope for others. Whether you choose to mentor, volunteer, raise awareness, advocate, or create a platform, every effort you make helps foster compassion, understanding, and healing in the world. Together, we can all make a difference. Lessons from the journey. Through all of this, there are clear takeaways for anyone listening today. Recovery is challenging but achievable. The road to recovery isn't easy. It takes patience, resilience, and a willingness to face the hard stuff. But every step forward, no matter how small, is a step worth taking. The rewards of reclaiming your life far outweigh the struggles. Community and connection are everything. No one can do it alone. Surround yourself with people who empower, support, and inspire you. Whether it's friends, family, or a support group, having a strong network makes all the difference in staying motivated and feeling understood. Your story has power. Never underestimate the impact of sharing your journey. Your words and experiences can inspire others to take their first steps or keep going, even when it feels impossible. Being vulnerable and authentic creates ripples that can lift others in ways you might not even realize. Personal growth transforms not just you, but everyone around you. When you grow, it impacts your relationships, your community, and even how you view the world. Giving back to others not only strengthens your recovery, but also reinforces your sense of purpose, which fuels even more growth. Every single person has the capacity to change, to grow, and to make the world better. Change isn't reserved for a select few. It's something everyone can achieve. With the right mindset, determination, and support, we all have the ability to transform our lives and contribute to something greater than ourselves. These lessons are reminders that while the journey may not be easy, it's one full of possibility, growth, and hope. To anyone listening who's struggling, here's the truth that you need to hear today. You are capable. You are worthy. And you matter. And for those who are on the other side of their struggles, who know the fires that addiction and hardship can bring, but have walked through them to find hope, it's your turn to give back. This is your chance to make the world brighter, one act of kindness at a time. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Rebuilding Lives podcast. If today's story resonated with you, we encourage you to take a step. Whether it's reaching out for help, connecting with a support network, or finding ways to contribute to your community, every little action brings substantial change. Keep growing. Keep giving. Together, we can all rebuild lives. Until next time, stay motivated, stay hopeful, and stay committed. This is the Rebuilding Lives podcast, and we'll be back with more stories of growth, resilience, and redemption.